Good evening. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua series. And tonight's Daf is Meseches Megillah Daf Chaf Beis. And tonight's topic is doing Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So recently, around a month ago, we had the privilege of commemorating a Rosh Chodesh on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And it kind of brought a collective groan to the members, the mispalim of the minyan that I usually daven with, the 6:15 minyan, which normally meets at 6:15, which to many of the population is a very ungodly hour. I know during the winter, for a good 2.5 months, you walk outside a shul after chakras and you'll see the moon, as opposed to seeing the sun. But on a laning day, we daven a little bit earlier at 6:10 to accommodate those who still need to leave early to get to work. On Rosh Chodesh, we daven at 6 o'clock in the morning. And when you have a Rosh Chodesh on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, that means that your Monday, you're davening earlier. Tuesday, Wednesday, you're davening earlier. Thursday, you're davening earlier. That's 4 days in a row where your time is early. It actually kind of makes people groan. And it makes people think about this Gemara. Because the Gemara tells us that we lane 4 aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. Because anyway, there's not going to be bitul malacha. What do we mean? Well, the Gemara had mentioned that we only read 3 aliyahs and we don't add on to any of the mikvah safas during the week because we don't want to be matriarch people. We don't want davening to take too long. Not that we don't want to spend time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, that's not the point. But the point is we can't do it at the expense of people going to work. And to lane extra aliyahs, that's going to prolong the davening to the point where people are going to miss out. They're going to be late to their jobs, and they can suffer financial loss. So therefore, we only end up with 3 aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh, though, we say that you can have 4 because there is already bitul malacha. People aren't working on Rosh Chodesh. So I give you my example from Yisrael Passaic Clifton. One of the big chidushim that we have is that this week, on the Thursday of Rosh Chodesh, we looked up after Musaf, and you had a nice crowd there. A lot of times, on Rosh Chodesh, people have to run out to catch the train when they're davening Musaf, and sometimes we barely have more than a minyan by the time Baruch Hinaf is over. So the question is, what do we mean this idea about no biltum malacha? So Rashi points out that, quoting the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that women have accepted upon themselves an isser of malacha, to refrain from certain types of malachos, as a result, because Rosh Chodesh has become a holiday for women, and the reason why it's a holiday for women is because they didn't sin in the egel. So before we get to the second part of this question, second part of the statement is what the egel has to do with Rosh Chodesh, let's go back to the first part. And you can ask the question. The question can remain. That's very nice. The women are not going to be working on Rosh Chodesh. That's great. Well, women may not be doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh or certain types of malachos. But what about all the men in shul that have to be there for the extra time of davening, and then we have to put davening an extra 15 minutes earlier, so there is no bitul malacha? So the truth of the matter is, there are a couple of answers to this question as to what this isur malacha is. And each one comes about through a different understanding of the halacha. The first one is the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Simen Reish Pei Beis tells us the following, that the reason why we lean for is bitul malacha is because there are women in shul, and women are going to be hearing the Kriya Satorah anyway. And because women are going to be hearing the Kriya Satorah anyway, since they don't do malacha, therefore, to accommodate them, or to accommodate or to acknowledge their yontif, we have that extra aliyah. So what's important to point out from this Magen Avram is that, according to this Magen Avram, you see something that we don't normally see. That is that women are in shul for davening on Rosh Chodesh, and women were there hearing the Kriya Satorah. It's because the Magen Avram holds that women are mechuyavos in Kriya Satorah. It's not something that we normally follow in our practice. This Magen Avram has not been accepted into general halachic practice. But you see, based on this assumption of the Magen Avram that women are mechuyavos and kriyas haTorah, so that we at least can give an answer as to why women or why we have that extra aliyah, because women would be hearing the Kriyas HaTorah also. The Ritva has a different answer. The answer that the Ritva gives is that, says that really, for a point in our history, when Beis HaMikdash was around, Rosh Chodesh was actually Asur B'Malacha. And he alludes to the story, the well-known story that we read every time in the Shabbos comes out on Erev Rosh Chodesh, Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, where Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaMaaseh, which is explained by the Mefarshim as they didn't do Malacha. And on that famous Erev Rosh Chodesh, that famous Rosh Chodesh, you had David who was supposed to be eating by Shaul, and he didn't eat by Shaul. And again, story was, this was supposed to be a test to see whether Shaul was upset with David HaMelech or not. When David didn't show up, and unfortunately, the history goes, Shaul did get upset, and it was really the last time that Yonasan and David met, almost the end of that very tragic episode in our history, the conflict between David and Shaul. But nonetheless, you see from over there that there was a concept of Isur Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. And as the Ritva says, that while later on this practice was no longer followed, and we all work on Rosh Chodesh, nonetheless, the concept of laning for Aliyos to acknowledge it as being a different type of day, that remained. So while there really is no Isur Malacha, and the focus is really the men, whereas the Ritva says that there was once an Isur Malacha. And because there was once a Isur Malacha, so we keep the Kriyas HaTorah as is. The Tur Yevin offers another very novel approach, which is based on a concept that we find in Karban Pesach. So Gemara in Pesachim tells us that Erev Pesach is Asur B'Malacha. The question is, why is Erev Pesach Asur B'Malacha? The Yontif starts on Pesach. Why Erev Pesach? So, excuse me, the Tosfos over there in the fourth parak of Pesachim in the beginning tells us that there was a concept in Halacha, and the concept in Halacha is that if somebody brings a korban, Yochid, that day is considered to be a yontif for themselves. So for example, let's say if somebody was bringing a shlomim on a random Tuesday, that Tuesday he would not do Malacha. Somebody's bringing a chantas, again, that random Tuesday he's not doing Malacha. Korban Pesach was brought by everybody on Erev Pesach, so because Korban Pesach was brought by everybody on Erev Pesach, that's why it also became a time of no Isur Malacha. Comes the Tur Yevin and wants to apply this Chiddush also to Rosh Chodesh. And the Tur Yevin wants to say that because there was a Musaf given on Rosh Chodesh, once the Musaf was given on Rosh Chodesh, that's the reason why Rosh Chodesh became Asur B'Malacha. Ah, we don't bring a carbon anymore. So we don't bring a carbon anymore. The Isur Malacha falls away, but we can probably reply, can use the same reasoning that the Ritva gives, that once the Takana was made, the Takana stays. Now, the truth is, this is a big Chiddush by the Tur Yevin, because we don't usually see this concept by a Korban Tibur. This concept is only by a Korban Yachid. One could argue and say, well, the other day, you know, we were saying in terms of the question that they ask on the Tur Yevin is that this is, you don't see this by any other day that we have Musaf, that it's Asur Malacha or something like that because of the carbon was brought, because of the carbon Musaf. Sorry, we don't usually see that a carbon, that a person has an Isur Malacha by a carbon Tibur, only by a carbon Yachid. But you can always argue back and say, well, every other day that there's a carbon Musaf, there is an Isur Malacha. Because when do we have a Karban Musaf? We have a Karban Musaf on Shabbos, we have a Karban Musaf on Yontif, and we have a Karban Musaf on Chol HaMoed. And all those days, while the varying amounts of Isur Malacha extend Shabbos to all 39 Malachos, Yontif to basically the 39 Malachos minus the Malachos that have to do with Ochel Nefesh and Chol HaMoed, the Malachos, you know, taking away things such as Ochel Nefesh, Dover HaAved, Sar HaMoed, and so on, you see, Rosh Chodesh is the only one without any overt Isur Malacha, which is why the Tur Yevin wanted to bring this Chiddush in. You can argue this Chiddush. You can argue that this Chiddush is correct. You can argue the Chiddush is not correct. But these are the sources for not doing Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Getting back to the second question, though, the Egel was done according to the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Sorry, according to the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why the women have accepted Rosh Chodesh is because they didn't send him the egel. So Rosh Chodesh was given to them as a reward. So the question is, Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaEgel took place on Shivasar B'Tammuz. If anything, one could ask the following question. Say, why are we giving the women a certain yontif on Rosh Chodesh? If I was making things up, if I was conducting and creating the minhagim, I would say, hey, listen, men, you did the egel, you were chotei in the egel, therefore what do you have to do? You have to fast Shivasar B'Tammuz. Women who did not, I would say, you're putter. You don't have to fast Shivasar B'Tammuz. I guarantee you, it would make us a lot more friends telling them, especially those who live in the Northern Hemisphere, that instead of having to fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz, which is the one tinus that goes longer than any other tinus during the year, instead of having to fast for that fast, I'll tell you what, they give you Rosh Chodesh where you can't do some malacha. I'll tell you, I'll take the malacha on Rosh Chodesh and not fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz. So you might do that. So the question is, what's the significance of Rosh Chodesh to women? And the Daz Zakenim explains that you have a contrast between what happened with the Egel and what happened with the Mishkan. And to understand this, you have to take this teeny little introduction. The introduction that we're going to take is based on a question, and that is, what was the purpose of the Mishkan? Was the Mishkan a lechachila, or was the Mishkan a bidiyavid? Meaning, was the Mishkan something supposed to be in the original plans of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar before the Egel took place? As the Ramban says, it was a way to keep the level that we retained at Har Sinai. Or, as the Rashi likes to say, was it a kapara for the Maaseh HaEgel? Let's take that Bali Tosfos are holding and following, excuse me, the second approach. So now let's look back at the story of the Egel. Now let's look back at the story of the Mishkan. When it comes to the story of the Mishkan, was it the Egel? So Aaron tries to stall Klal Yisrael. So what does he do? He tells them, take the jewelry off your wives. Well, Psukim and the Midrashim tell us that they went to the wives, and the wives basically said, absolutely not, we're not going to give you any jewelry for the Egel. So what did the men do? The men actually pulled off the jewelry by themselves. They pulled the jewelry off by themselves, and that became, and that went for the Egel. Once that happened, the Egel was made. When it comes to Parshas Pekudei, though, Parshas Vayakel, it says, Vayavo hanashim al hanashim. The men came subservient to the women, meaning the women were the ones who donated first and foremost to give to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was something that was done by the women, because there, the women showed the right discretion, giving for the right cause, giving for the ego, for the Mishkan, and not for the ego. What do we know about the Mishkan? We just read it this last week in Shul, in the Torah. Vayihi b'shanah shenis b'chodesh harishon b'echad l'chodesh hukam b'mishkan. The Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So because the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh, and this shows that what? That the women, this is the culmination of the women showing their discretion and not giving into the temptation of giving money to the Egel, but rather giving for the Mishkan. When the Mishkan was erected and put up, and the Shekhinah was radiant in the Mishkan, it happened on Rosh Chodesh. So as a result of that, that's why women were given Rosh Chodesh as a day. It marks their time. It marks the time that it marks their Mesiras Nefesh, their dedication, and the Hashuas HaShekhinah that we got on that Rosh Chodesh is marked every Rosh Chodesh by women in their cessation from doing malacha. Have a wonderful day, Kotov.